Johnny Winter, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, that was Johnny Winter. That is Mississippi Blues off of San Diego 74, which came out in 74. The sensational Alex Harvey Band gave us St. Anthony. It's actually spelled St. Anthony, but he pronounces it St. Anthony. That's off of Live at the BBC 1972, and man, what a great band they were. Holy mackerel. Rotary Connection with their Hendrix cover, The Burning of the Midnight Lamp. That is off the Songs album from 1969. And Minnie Riperton, man oh man, the range of the woman and the notes that she could reach. It's better than I could do. Jeff Beck with Morning Dew, that's off of Truth from 68. Bachman Cummings were the two artists who, in the Guess Who, made all kinds of money, blah, and then after that they kind of like wouldn't talk to each other for decades, and then they got back together and did an album called Jukebox, which was covers of songs they grew up with. And that came out in 2007. We heard Who Do You Love, which of course went into I'm just going to give up there. Okay, it is 10:04. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. One more hour. We are going to Norway to listen to some elephants. Dig it and dig it deep.
Focus on the pleasure, not the pain. Yeah. small town lying by the river, halfway to nowhere. Well, the trains just stopped to take on water, but my girl, she lives there. She don't have jewels, she ain't got money, but she makes my whole world sunny. Wears no makeup on her face, but where she is, well, that's my place. And I'm going home to my girl. Wait for me, Marianne, please stay.
Just as soon as I can.
That was the Sadistic Mika Band with Silver Child. That's off the Sadistic Mika Band from 1973, and some pretty far out sounds for 1973. Eh, kids? Before that, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Bad as We Can Be, off of Unvarnished. That came out in 2013. Marmalade gave us Wait For Me, Marianne, and that is off, I believe, their debut album, There's a Lot of It About, from 1968, The Move with Fire Brigade from The Move from 1968, Stone the Crows with Friends, that's off of Live in Montreux, 72, and we started that set off way back when in Norway with a band featuring a guy from Aunt Mary and a couple of guys from Norwegian bands that were a big deal in the classic rock era, and now they're making a living playing new music. Future Elephants is the band we heard, and The Mountains Kissed the Sky off of Future Elephants. That is with a question mark. That is the name of the band from 2017. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for less than a half hour, so I'm going to shut up and play something. Dig it and dig it deep.
a rock and roller. Let yourselves go, but here's one.
We'll be right back.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Bleeding horses white, the
Okay, that was Aphrodite's Child. That is off of 666. We heard The Four Horsemen. That's from 1971. Slade, Keep on Rockin' off of Slade Alive, which came out in 72. That was on vinyl. Poobah, Rock and Roll off of Let Me In, their first album. And that was on vinyl. Because Jim Gustafson was smart enough to do a reissue. It's a two-vinyl set. I recommend everybody go buy it. Andy Scott's Suite with Andy Scott's Suite, one of the many versions of Suite that was traveling around in the 90s. We heard Marshall Stack. It just makes me laugh. That's off of the A album from 92. And I think that brings us back to the beginning of that set. Which brings us to the end of this episode of Classic Rock Mine. I have one more song for you. This is Lobby Lloyd and the Colored Balls in 1973 at the Sunbury Festival in Australia. Dig it and dig it deep. Tune in next week.